We'll start with public comment, and seeing the vast audience, there is no public comment. We will close the public comment and move to committee announcements. Does anyone have any announcements they'd like to make?
Susan? I have one announcement. The Salinan tribe is doing their semi-annual ascent of Morro Rock for the solstice. It would be on Tuesday. I think the
first.
Yeah, the public is welcome to go to the base of the rock. They usually build a fire there, and then
what time?
You know, the winter one, I want to say, is usually around 3 is when they start gathering there. And then, given hopefully the weather will be good, and they build a fire on top of the rock as well.
I guess they didn't
get the weather. Is the weather supposed to be bad through there?
Rain all next week.
All next week. Oh, we'll see what happens. One thing I think people should keep in mind, too, is that the tribe, of course, has been around for thousands of years. And the agreement that allowed them to climb the rock, which of course is a sacred site, but also the nesting site for the peregrine falcons, was a really historic meeting of state, federal, and independent, the indigenous group. So to have that agreement in place for religious freedom is huge, and I don't know that a lot of people in Morro Bay know about that or, have looked at that as something that was very important and was actually looked at internationally by indigenous groups all over the world.
I'm glad you mentioned that. At this time of year especially, it is, and we're glad that they'll be able to have their celebration. Any other announcements? Okay, we'll move on to approval of the minutes. Has everyone had a chance to take a look at our minutes for the last meeting? If there's no changes, everybody's in agreement, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes. Thank you, Daniel. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Susan. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. On to the monthly reports. And guess what? Greg, you're up.
I'm new here. You have in your packets a November 10th promotions report. I'd like you to review the things that we cover in that. Talk with John Myers at TBID, and there's some additional information that he would like to use and has some questions about the things that we were reporting, such as the 800 number and source information. So if there's something that's not in here that you would like, let me know. And if there's something that you don't see useful, let me know. And we can tailor the report to whatever data you're looking for.
I'm just wondering, Greg, whether it's possible to run like a spreadsheet of the year so we can see because you compare this year and last year, which is fine.
Right.
That's good to know. And then year to date. But how does that compare to last month, because there are seasons.
We're actually, as we speak, preparing an Excel spreadsheet with graphs so that you can see a 12-month
running
average.
That would be very, very good.
Yeah, that was a suggestion that we had. From some other folks too.
Right.
So
that's the only comment that I would have on it. It would give us we do realize there are seasonal times of year when we expect fulfillment to be up and fulfillment to be down,
right,
depending on our ad schedule. But we'd like to compare those over a year.
And I like to put them on a graph so
yeah.
that you can see them visually. It means a little bit more and it's easier to get the trends.
Thank you.
So great. We'll try and make that change for the next month.
Okay.
That concludes my report.
That's your report?
Yeah.
No mixers or anything like that?
There's a forum in about 45 minutes
at
Embarcadero.
Okay.
So if you get an opportunity, please come down to that. We do have a mixer, but I don't have my calendar, and it is tomorrow night at Casa de Flores.
It's Friday?
Or is it tonight?
I think it's tonight.
What day is today?
Thursday the 16th, yeah.
It is today.
I think it's tonight.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So there's going to be great food, great beverage, and certainly great networking opportunities. So please come to that.
Okay. We're happy to.
Thank you for the opportunity, Ed.
Okay. You're very welcome. Thanks, Greg. John, budget report.
Okay.
Well, basically, as you'll see the budget coming around, it'll show you what we've expended to date. We have about $73,000 left in our budget. That is had been committed. It would be running predominantly and did a test market of about 40 residents, and that went really well. So now he's going to be conducting that full study, probably after the holidays, because it'd be hard right now to, you know, get that thing through. But I'm looking to have that data probably, you know, the first part of the year, so we'll be able to look at that and see how our local residents feel about tourism and, you know, what we might need to do to help to educate them about the value of tourism as it relates to their well-being in the city.
Thank you, John. Before we move to your budget report, Andrea, I'd like to address the TOT tax. I guess there's some good news, and it looks to me, and you can go into a little more detail if you like, that overall our TOT tax for October this year was a little ahead of October last year, with virtually the same occupancy rate and the same number of rooms. So that would indicate to me probably that the hotels are getting a little higher rate or...
Thank you, Chair Krovitz. Yes, we are up a little bit over last year at this time, and I will also remind you that we currently, for the October 2010 numbers, we have one motel and one trailer park that at the time of printing had not turned in receipts. So we will see those numbers increase even more. So we are up, and I think we'll go up a little bit more. In addition, you may see your occupancy rate change slightly as we have that motel turn in their receipts. So I think we're 1% above last year.
Yeah.
I'm always looking for a little bit more than that.
With the same number of rooms.
Right, but the occupancy number has not been figured in for the motel that has not turned in receipts. And we have been successful. We just have a little bit of lag time sometimes with the motel and the trailer park. So I think you'll see those numbers increase. And we continue to be on a, although it's very small, an upward swing, which is exactly what we need to see.
Thank you. Yes, it is. That's good news.
Can I ask a question? When you show there's 3 months where one motel has not turned in receipts, is it the same motel each month, or is it three different motels?
I think it was the same motel for 2 months and then a different one this October.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Thank you, Andrea.
You bet.
Okay, John, advertising agency report.
Okay. I'll start with the website. I think you all received. I emailed several days ago the stats for the website, which look really good. We're looking at visits hanging in there right at about 10,000, 33,000 page views. We still have people experiencing the site and spending quite a bit of time on it, over 3 minutes, which is a good rate. We have a 45% bounce rate, which is good, which means people are not leaving the site immediately. In other words, when they go there, they found that that's what they were looking for. As well as new visits, which is really up, is about 70%. So I think that's really strong for us. In addition, as you look at unique visits or absolute unique visits, which is really the most important, and that's 8,300. And just to give you a perspective, I don't have a breakdown as what it is month to month, but in the summertime we experience as high as 15,000. So this is pretty normal as we get into the winter season. But we are still experiencing some pretty good traffic to the website, hopefully as a result of some of the marketing. The number one search engine is Google, followed by Direct, which means they're coming right in through morrobay.org, which again hopefully illustrates that the advertising is working. We had obviously predominantly most of people coming in from the United States, but we are seeing people from Canada, the United Kingdom, Germany, and I would think that that's attributed to our State of California International Guide that we are advertising, and that produces pretty well for us. And if you look at top referral sites, we are running banner ads as part of our budget on the San Luis Obispo Visitors and Conference Bureau, so we are seeing some results from that, as that's the number one referral source. But the nice thing is, followed by that, is we're kind of tapering off of our San Jose effort, but we are seeing that as the second most referred site. And I'm sure that LA Times will be back in there pretty soon, because we're going to be starting another LA Times campaign pretty soon, where right now we're currently dark with them. As far as some updates on the agency report, I can give you a few things that we've been doing, and I'll hold my presentation of the RAC card until we get to that on the agenda, but I think you're all aware that we're trying to, my agency along with Mental Marketing, which handles San Luis Obispo, we've been trying diligently to get a co-op program going with all the different BIDs, and we just met with San Luis Obispo and their BID board a couple weeks ago, and they looked encouraged that they wanted to participate. So we now have all the partners, which would include Paso Robles, Morro Bay, Pismo, the county unincorporated BID, the new one, as well as San Luis Obispo. The only thing that's holding this back now is the creative approval, which I'll be bringing to you guys as well as the RBID board and all the other BIDs. So we have one more. This is an example of what Monterey just did. And what we've committed to U.S. Airways for the co-op is a $22,000 spread. But in addition to that, what they do is their team comes in and that's where it starts. Their team comes in, their promotional group comes in, and they sell other advertisers. So they'll be working with hotels, restaurants, giving people an opportunity to participate in this section that will be predominantly on the Central Coast. And then each co-op partner will also have advertorial as well. But if you look at the Monterey, I mean, it goes to about 18 pages. And, I mean, they definitely own that magazine for the next 2 months, which just came out. So I'm confident that of all the co-op components that we have, I think this is going to be a real strong one and give us an opportunity to talk about the Central Coast. So that's coming around.
Is this the magazine?
Almost 30 pages. Wow.
Is this the magazine that appears in the airplanes?
Yes. This would be for U.S. Airways, and you know, it's a good contact for us because, as you know, Arizona is a direct flight out of San Luis Obispo, which I think is a great market. You can fly there. I've done it a couple of times for about $150. And in addition to that, they cover San Francisco, of course, and Los Angeles. So, and then also across the country. So it's about 3 million readers of the publication. So it'll be a good, strong vehicle for us as well as promoting the entire county experience. I will tell you, too, that there has been a group formed that's called the BID Alliance, and that's trying to get all the BIDs together to do things like this and talk and share ideas and thoughts. And I think it's kind of struggled a little bit to try to find an identity, but it's getting there. And I think now it's come down to where the group is really just going to be sort of a think tank to share ideas, to bounce things around, and then also be a lobbying force to help the county VCB as they approach their funding with the Board of Supervisors, you know, to show more of a group effort to support them. Also working with the county VCB and outlining to them what the BIDs would like to see from the county as they come forward and want additional funding or for new funding for the year. There were three things that came out of that all the BIDs were consistent on, and the number one effort that they wanted to see the county VCB do was a branding campaign for the entire Central Coast, for the county. That was number one with all of the different BIDs. The second one was to have a greater outreach for public relations, which would also kind of coincide with the branding. And then third was attendance at group and meeting planner type functions, because that was the one thing that a lot of the BIDs felt like that they were sort of limited in doing. And if all of you know Molly, was hired for that purpose. She's very experienced, very, very competent in doing that. So some good things are happening out of that group. So now the county VCB has a little better understanding of what they're going to be looking for. I think one of their goals is to try to come up with some sort of standardized funding program, which will be a challenge because everybody's got sort of different feelings on that. But some way to standardize it so that the county VCB doesn't spend an entire year going around trying to collect money and can spend the effort on marketing the county. So I think those are some of the things that are coming out of that meeting. I will also tell you that just to kind of give you a further report on what the BID is up to, they did get their additional 3%, as you're aware. That was passed. And so we had a budget subcommittee meeting to talk about how that additional 3% would be spent. As you recall, a percentage of that, is it 50,000? About 50,000 of that's going to go to help fund the visitor center, but that would leave some other funds that would be increasing their budget from last year. And what they want to do is to spend some dollars in working with the visitor's guide, adding some people, adding some activities, and we're working with Craig on that to make sure that the visitor's guide has all the information, and of course with the BID, and then printing additional copies because we only printed 10,000, as you recall, because we knew we would be supplementing that and changing it. That was one area, and then also they want to look at developing a new trade show booth and using those funds. The booth that we have is pretty tired. It still serves its purpose, but it's definitely one of the old school, you know, booths that weighs a ton, takes a while to set up. There's so many new features now with these booths, like with pop-ups and things like that. So they're going to be looking at that. And then greater outreach in the Bay Area, because they did see some really good return out of the San Jose market. I mean, it was pretty much as strong as LA, and I know that this committee feels very strongly about that too. We've talked about, you know, that Northern California outreach. And then also we're going to be in the process of using some funds to produce a brand new video that will be utilized by housing it on the website and putting it on YouTube, be used at trade shows, because the one we have, while it's, again, still serves its purpose, it's pretty old. We've had it now for a number of years. So it'll emulate the guy. See that theme carried out in the rack cards as well. I think basically the one ad that we looked at in detail was, and I will bring it to our next meeting, it was the ad that was going to go in the county visitor's guide that the BID is paying for. And basically that ad was pretty much similar to what you'd seen in the past. We just sort of cleaned it up a little bit, took one image out of the ad.
We took the lady in the bikini in the water out because we felt that that was not truth in advertising. So.
Yeah. unless she was 12 years old, you know, that's about the only age that goes in the water. At least that was true for my kid. But I think that I think it looks a lot better. It's just cleaned up a little bit more. And but the overall branding concept of trying to emulate the guide was embraced, and so I think that's good.
John, I have a question about the video. Do you ever envision seeing us making a video such that we can use that as a fulfillment piece?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, rather than sending out the print, I don't know the cost. I imagine when you duplicate those videos, those DVDs get down to pennies to produce.
Right.
And we send out a print situation all the time, which all, mm-hmm. both of them are difficult to update. I mean, they both have to be, you know, they have a timeline because
right.
they're time sensitive. But I was thinking in the season, maybe when we get fulfillment requests, instead of sending out the standard package that most tourist resorts send out, we send out a DVD.
Right.
And the benefits of that, as I see it, would be that when the recipient gets it in the mail, of course he's going to open it, and when he looks at it, we're going to have his undivided attention. He's going to have to put it into a machine, mm-hmm. sit in front of a screen and watch it, and he probably will. And if it's arresting and interesting to him, he'll sit and watch it and absorb it maybe a lot more than he would a pamphlet that he puts with a stack of others.
Right. I would see that as this is another, will be another fulfillment tool. The video that's currently on the website, we did, if you recall, some years ago, we printed several thousands of those, and those were used as fulfillment. They were also included in press kits, so when somebody gets a press kit, they don't only get our printed material, they can view the video. But one of the things that's changed, which I think will be great for the trade shows, is what people are doing now is, you know, you can get really creative with it. I had one client that did it in the shape of a little wine bottle, but you can do those memory sticks now. Mm-hmm. And you can put the video right on the memory stick. So if somebody's at the trade show, they don't want to take a brochure with them. They don't want to take anything. Well, they can take something that's this big and just put it in their pocket. And then they can go back, plug it into their computer, and they can watch the video. So that would be one of the – that we talked about that in the meeting.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
And, you know, AT&T actually did a campaign where they – your prize was these memory sticks on a little keychain. And I just think those are great. That
and they're so cheap now.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be cost prohibitive, but now it's actually probably cheaper than producing the DVD, you know, actually than copying the DVDs.
scan most of the pages right into it. Yeah,
I know. Well, actually, the video, I mean, because the capacity of those now, you could put the whole video. And this video is going to be a little, not quite as large as the one we had before. It'll be about 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I think the thought is that people might not get past 4 or 5 minutes, even if it was really entertaining.
Well, those are all good ideas, and I'm glad to see we have this additional funding to do these things, because our budget from our committee is just so limited. It seems to be, the media just seems to chew it all up. Any more questions for John? Craig?
Thanks, Chair. I don't see the DVD totally replacing the brochure. I think it still has its purpose.
Right.
A lot of people aren't computer savvy or don't bring their computers with them when they come, whereas they can carry this brochure around with them. And so I still see value in that. But it certainly would augment our marketing efforts if we
I
were
do,
able
too, but
to.
I see in the ads also we could probably have, you know, request DVD or brochure.
Yeah.
Which one? But, yeah, I agree. They have to coexist, but eventually maybe it would the other way.
Yeah, soon we'll be in the 21st century.
Thanks, Craig.
Thanks.
Any other questions? I don't think we have any unfinished business, so we'll move right into our new business, and that's the design of the new rat car, John.
Okay. I just have one copy of this, but I'll pass it around with the rat cards. This is what's coming around. This one's the old one, just for everybody's reference. And then this is a mock-up, and this will be the colors will be much richer than this. Our printer didn't really do this justice, but as it's going around, you'll be able to see that. So again, though, as this is coming around, I'll just explain. The idea here is to have a very similar look to the visitor's guide, be front and back. The front is basically showing activities. One of the things that came out of the creative subcommittee was that we really wanted to make sure that we include the Rock, because the Rock really is our branding and our focal point, so as usually to book their stay. And then what the idea behind this is that this would be when we go to like an LA Times trade show, where you realistically could give away 2,500 pieces a day, you know, give away the rack card as opposed to just the brochure. And if somebody wants the brochure, I mean, we printed them for that purpose. We'd certainly give it to them. But so many people don't want bulk. I mean, they want something nice and convenient like this. And so to print 15,000 of these would be $2,500. And we have that within our budget to do so. So that's what I would recommend as far as the quantity.
John, I have a couple of comments on it. This normally will be given out, but sometimes it does sit in a rack.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to visualize cards on top of it, on the bottom of it, and each side. It'll probably be covered to that much, to that extent, by another card.
Mm-hmm.
So my suggestion would be, and I do this on both sides, would to be bump this Morro Bay up much bigger, so people will see Morro Bay will pop up. I say Adventures, because of the typeface change, really pops out and you see it. Morro Bay, visualized in Iraq, I think it's going to blend into the other cards, because it's just, you know, you put that 3 feet away from you and you don't see it. So I would like to see that maybe a little larger. Maybe you.
And maybe, I mean, I love the use of adventure. I am on. I love that wording. But maybe it might be better served if it said, Morro Bay, your adventure begins here. I mean, that's just my thought.
Well,
it takes up too much room.
This is emulating the guide, though, because we have a chapter for adventurous.
Yeah. Either way, I just would like to see the Morro Bay larger, because I know this will be sitting in racks in other places.
Okay. Yeah, we really don't. I mean, we can certainly make it larger, but we really don't have this designed to be like, you know, certified folders or something like that to go to multiple locations to be in racks. I mean, it's really going to be more for fulfillment. Certainly would be, you know, at the visitor center. But I think we could, you know, certainly enlarge Morro Bay.
Little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's large down here. Maybe, I mean, you've got, it's large down there than it is at the top.
Okay.
Is there any room for any more... I never thought I'd say this, but I wondered if we should include the golfing, because people who come from out of the area, I mean, you know, we have this kind of almost world-class golf course where you can see the ocean, and there's a lot of people who follow golf all over wherever they travel, so if we can squeeze it in there somewhere. I know we don't have a whole lot more space for more words, but
okay.
Think about it. Maybe there's a place to throw in the golfing, because that's another outdoor activity for people who aren't sailing and surfing. And
okay. Sure.
I don't know what you're feeling, and on the reverse type either is the down here, and up, you know, the white on the blue rather than black. It looks good, but I don't know whether it's legible.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll compromise, and I'll have her put a drop shadow to it so it's outlined in black.
That would work. Also, you need
that might work.
Remember that the blue is going to be more intense behind the white. So the white is going to pop.
Yeah, this is a little washed out because of our...
It's washed out to me.
Yeah, and full saturation.
And especially down here where you you have the italics.
I assure you this is going to be much brighter. Plus, obviously, it's going to be on card stock.
Yeah.
This is just a mock-up, so...
Okay, other than that, I think it's a very, very good card, very good-looking card.
Okay, next time the Creative Committee is meeting, Susan, can you make sure that I get an email? I had no idea we met, so I'd like to be at the meeting, but I better know what's happening.
Who is on the Creative Subcommittee these days?
I am, but
and
I didn't
Susan
hear about the meeting.
Because I know that Daniel Krajicek was on that, and I know that, obviously he's no longer with us, but if we needed one more person on that subcommittee, I would be happy to pop into that. So
you're more than welcome to do that if you want to, but we only can have three on the committee.
Okay, so we already have three on there.
No, we don't.
So we could use
the third. Evidently, at the next meeting, or the meeting after the next meeting, we'll be appointing new committees, and we'll have new, when the new council gets in. So if you'd like to do that, we'd be grateful to have you, yes. Any questions for John?
I thought that, Tracy, you were emailed on that, so I'll go back and look. Did you recall that?
I can't remember who was on it, but I feel like it did go out to everybody.
I'll double check, though. Right.
What's our next step on this card? Are you going to bring back a final?
No, I was going to get it printed.
Okay,
because we have a trade show in mid-January that we're going to try to accommodate.
What we need to do, as I imagine, is to approve this with the changes that we've recommended and let John go ahead with it. So if we need that motion. Would someone like to make a motion?
I move to approve with the changes we've recommended by incorporating their events with the ads that John's putting out in the media. But I think it would help if they got to us sooner so that we can schedule further out. We know when the Harbor Festival is. We know when the 4th of July is. We know when the Music Festival is. So all these things are planned far enough in advance. And I know that Craig has been interested in working with both the various organizations and the various event groups in town. So whether somehow we... I don't know if that's something we need to bring to this group, but I would like to see us get that word out somehow that this isn't the place to come begging for money, that we're not here to give out cash. You know, occasionally there's a fire sale item that we support something, but I'd really like to see us encouraging them to come 6 months in advance or 9 months in advance so that we can calendar it in and have an ad that shows fireworks come to Morro Bay, you know, come for the Harbor Festival. So,
Craig?
A very timely comment, thank you. We're actually looking at organizing the events community, specifically in January, to do a roundtable discussion with regards to leveraging resources, making sure that the flow of information gets in a timely manner. And it might be a great opportunity for representatives from this committee and also from TBID to be there to do a little presentation with regards to what their roles and responsibilities are. So definitely send an invite to this committee and also to TBID in January when we hold that roundtable.
Will you let us know when that
I will.
The date is?
Yeah.
We'll try to get somebody, I'll go or somebody can go. One other thing, John, I think would be easier for John, if the ads that are already scheduled that we have, that we know, that are placed, many of those the production is already done and sent off to the magazine. In many cases, and you'll have to answer this for me, it might be possible to run an insert or a banner at the bottom, don't forget the 4th and 4th of July.
Well, we are doing that in the ads.
On the ads that are already running, so you don't have to really change the whole ad. You can just...
Right, but we are accommodating. I mean, I certainly more information would be better, you know, earlier, but ads that, like, go in Sunset or Bakersfield, Bakersfield Life, the ones that are close by for that people can come to the events, as opposed to something like in Travel 50 and Beyond, which is unlikely that somebody would come to the Lighted Boat Parade. I mean, they might, but the ones that were that are more regionalized, we do work backwards, and we do have, like, the ads that ran, you know, you'll, and I could bring some examples, but we usually try to include a couple of events, the major events that we know about, and we plan those far in advance so they do run. Lighted Boat Parade, the Warner Bird Festival, I mean, those ads are hitting right now. The smaller events that we don't know about, I mean, those would be certainly ones that we could put more on the website. But as you recall, too, like on the website, we always have three events that are coming up. And so we do know about the big ones, and we are advertising those when it's appropriate. But one of the things that we also do when we have an LA Times newsletter or our own database, which we now have over 9,000 names, we're sending out those e-newsletters to people, reminding them of the events as well. And I know when your predecessor, Peter, was there, they could tell when a newsletter went out because the phone would start ringing, or they could tell when we'd had something go in Bakersfield Live. Well, Ed, you know as well, because all of a sudden that week we would start getting calls from Bakersfield because they'd gotten those ads. So it is really important, but it would be great to, you know, even further plan it, because it, when we look at something like Sunset, we're into March now with an ad.
It's a good idea, Susan, and I agree with you. And I think Craig's plan to have that committee meet is a good one, and we'll follow through with that. Anyone else?
I could just further add that in regards to the BID, and I know that they've been working on this, and I think it's on their agenda again, is to try to set up some sort of formula for when people do come and ask for support for an event, to try to come up with a criteria. And they've been working on that. So people would actually have a form that they would know, you know, what the criteria is to even be considered, so they wouldn't waste their time in coming. And, you know, the predominant one is it going to increase overnight stays?
Well, for them, of course.
Right.
We had only a few compared to what the BID had requests. I think we had one or two people that came to us this year. The BID had many others, and they were looking for much more serious money than they were from us. And I think getting the word out that we're not the committee to come to for money, I've often thought that the name of our committee being a promotions committee tends to lead people to that idea that we are there to help them promote. And really, we can't really do that other than within the framework of our own budget.
Well, and I think if an event has an advertising budget, you know, they can think about that. That, again, we're not here to give them money to run a bounce house, but we can, you know, if we can tag.
It's going to be, I hope, for next year that we can do more of that, and that's combined, you know, hotel packages like with the Winter Bird Festival or, you know, Lighted Boat Parade or whatever, and there is some effort to do that, but I think we could even do more, and that, I think people look for those things.
Yes,
and I know that, I know with the film festival, I've been on the board for that for a number of years, and one of the things the film festival will do is, you know, people that sponsor, they end up getting tickets, and so, you know, those hoteliers then say you come on a Friday, you can get tickets for the film festival for that weekend as part of your package, and then everybody wins because the film festival gets a cash sponsor, but then they also give up some tickets that help the hotels to have a package. So that's something we could look at as well.
Idea. Any other new ideas?
Well, I have been kind of kicking a few things around in my mind. We did, back at Halloween, we did the North Morro Bay open house. And we did a progressive little event, and it went over pretty well. Plenty of room for improvement, but everybody had a lot of fun, and we had a lot of fun putting it together. I would like to see something maybe going on out in North Morro Bay once again at some point. And I'm thinking either a block party or, as I'm sure as everybody knows, since I'm always dressed in pink, is that I'm a big advocate for the Susan G. Komen Foundation's breast cancer. So I'm thinking maybe, what does anybody think about contacting them about maybe doing just a one-day event, the Race for the Cure, see if we can get them to do a little small event here.
What did you have in mind for a small event?
See if they'll come over here and do Race for the Cure.
Okay.
It's a one-day event. It's like 12 miles. But it's just, it's a huge event. Or even if we can get in touch maybe with Revlon and have them bring something. But the idea being that if, even if it's a one-day event, since it starts early enough in the day, they'd have to come the day before. And I'm thinking that that might be something we might want to pursue.
Good. Like to look into it and bring us back a report. Talk about it, sure.
Yeah.
I know the cancer, there is a cancer survivors race that we have. I think it's in the second or third year here in town that they do the Illuminary.
I participated in that, and they're doing it. It had a great turnout this year. They raised a lot of money, and I think that when you look at some of the numbers, and you know, my husband was just in the hospital, and I was absolutely amazed with the number of people locally that are being affected by cancer of all kinds.
Well, Liz, you'd like to look into it, sure.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, is that might be something worth looking at, and I just wondered if this committee thought the same.
Okay. Anything else? New agenda items. Do we have anything for our next agenda? Anybody want to put anything on the agenda? I don't think we have anything that I know of, Andrea.
I don't have anything for your next agenda, but for your February agenda, we will have appointment of subcommittees as well as appointment of the new chair and vice chair, because we do have a couple of members with terms that expire at the end of January. I also meant to say this at the beginning of the meeting, but I needed to check the minutes from the council meeting. Your new council liaison for the Community Promotions Committee is George League.
Oh, good.
And we'll make sure that he knows when these meetings are.
If you'd like, you could put the presentation of the RAC card. That'll remind me to bring you the final printed form.
under unfinished business, then.
Okay.
We'll put presentation of RAC card.
Finished RAC card.
Of new RAC card.
I mean, I'll remember, but I didn't have on the agenda.
Anyone have anything else they want to talk about before we have our adjournment? Okay, then we all declare the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone.